Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Michelle, and I'll be your host for today. So, we all know that the Eiffel Tower is one of the most world-famous tourist attractions. But did you know that the Eiffel Tower is in fact the most visited, paid-for monument in the world? Yeah, if that's not surprising enough, then I've got another one. Did you know that it is actually illegal to take pictures of the tower at night? I honestly didn't know any of this until I Googled it up for this challenge. Yeah, so about the sentence for today, we're going to take a look at what I personally think a very useful template for introducing a place or a landmark. 今天挑选的句子呢，我个人觉得它的学习价值在于，它提供了一个很好的口说模板，让我们如果需要跟外国人介绍台湾一个有名的景点的时候，会是一个蛮有力的开场白。Okay, and in this case, to introduce the Eiffel Tower. 那么本句是以法国的著名景点为例，也就是埃菲尔铁塔。All right, now let's go through the sentence first.So we are now standing in front of a landmark that needs no introduction. This is one of the most recognized sites in all of Paris and all of France, really. So I present to you the Eiffel Tower. Once again. So we're now standing in front of a landmark that needs no introduction. This is one of the most recognized sites in all of Paris and all of France, really. So I present to you the Eiffel Tower. Okay, before we talk about vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentence. 我们来稍微剖析一下这个句子的念法，它有几个连音。首先第一句的 in front of, 这里的 front,可以跟下一个字 of 做连音，那么在连音的之前要注意 of 的母音 o 被弱化成了也就是很轻松的那个声音再连起来就会是 front of, front of, 紧接着跟后面的 a 做连音变成 front of a, front of a, in front of a landmark,OK, 那么下面一句呢也有几个小连音，比如说 one of, all of, 等等的。那另外呢有一些 s 的字尾，它下面一个字刚好开头是母音的话，我们也可以做连音，比如说the most recognized sites in, 这里的 sites 跟 in 变成 sites in, sites in, the most recognized sites in,All of Paris and, 这里又有一个 Paris 跟下一个字 and, 刚好一个是子音母音的形式，我们就可以连起来 Paris and, Paris and, OK? 那么最后一句话呢 I present to you, 这里的 present 的尾音跟下一个字 to 的开头的音都是一样发 t 的声音，那么我们就念一个就好了，所以会变成 I presentto you. 在我念 present 的时候呢，我的舌尖是落在 n 的位置，我还没有把它带到 t, 带到 t 的时候已经是念 to 了。OK, I present to you the Eiffel Tower. 好 so now for the vocabulary. The first one is landmark. Landmark. A landmark is a building or a place that can be recognized easily by everyone. Landmark 的定义简单讲就是地标 Okay, it can be natural or man-made. 它可能是自然生成的，也可能是人造的。那尤其可以特别注意的地方是 a landmark, does not necessarily mean a famous sightseeing spot.地标不一定就等于是观光景点。Oftentimes, it is specifically referring to an easily recognized location where people can tell where they are. 简单讲呢 landmark 的用意就是要点出一个大家都知道的场所，但不一定是观光景点。For example, a convenience store in a remote small village can be a landmark. Yeah, 一个偏远的乡镇有一间 7-Eleven, 那这个 7-Eleven can be a landmark. It's like, people can say, I'll meet you at the 7-Eleven. And then everyone knows which 7-Eleven the person is talking about because there is only one 7-Eleven in the village, right? So yeah, that makes it a landmark. But would tourists visit the small village just for the 7-Eleven? No, so not exactly a tourist attraction, right?And which brings us to the next word. 那么就让我们来看紧接着的下一个字是 tourist attractions, 也就是观光景点的意思。那么我们也可以说 the sights or the sightseeing spots, okay, 都是类似的意思。They all basically mean places or things that make tourists want to go to and visit in general.Like Taipei 101 is a famous tourist attraction in Taiwan, okay?Also, we've got monument, all right? A monument can be a landmark and a tourist attraction, but it is specifically referring to something that was built to honor a special person. 总之 monument 的翻译就是纪念碑、纪念塔、纪念馆等等的。It can be a landmark, 它可能是地标，也可能是 tourist attraction, 观光景点，但它最重要的用意就是要纪念某一个重要的、人或事 to honor a special person or event. So it can be a statue, 它可能会是雕像，对不对？ Or a historical building, 或是一个、很有历史价值意义的建筑物。So a typical monument in Taiwan would be like the National Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall. Yeah, it's not only a national monument, a landmark, but also a tourist attraction. Okay. Next, we have recognize. Okay, recognize. It is a verb. It means to know someone or something becauseyou have seen the person or you have experienced certain things, so you can recognize them, all right? And the word recognize also comes with an adjective. 其实它也可以当作形容词用的哦。Just make sure to put a D at the end, so it'll become recognized. So the word recognized is used to talk about something or someone that is...widely known or accepted. 简单讲、做形容词的时候它的意思跟公认公定的有关。For example, bee decline, you know, there are fewer bees in the world now, 就是蜜蜂的数量减少 bee decline, is a recognized environmental problem, right? And it demands attention, 它是需要我们注意的 so it is recognized environmental problem, 是一个公认的环境问题。Or we can say things like, she is a recognized authority, in the field of wildlife conservation, for example. 这句话 a recognized authority in the field of, 就是一个蛮常见的用法。当你想要表达某某人是某一个领域的权威的时候，你就可以用这一句话。Someone is a recognized authority in the field of, you know, a career or a field. Okay. All right, so this is the vocabulary for today. Now let's go through the sentence once again. So we're now standing in front of a landmark that needs no introduction. This is one of the most recognized sites in all of Paris and all of France, really. So I present to you...The Eiffel Tower. Oh, 要特别注意一下，忘了讲这里的 The Eiffel Tower， 它发的 THE 的音不是 the， 而是 the。之所以如此，是因为它的下面一个字的开头的声音是母音 I 的声音，所以这里的 THE 会弱化成 the， 所以我们念的是 The Eiffel Tower. All right. Okay, I guess this is it.Oh, by the way, as for the reason why, it is illegal to take picture of the tower at night, because the spectacular light show put on every night at the Eiffel Tower is technically owned by the artist. 就是他那个灯光秀其实是有 可以说版权吗 So your photographs of the night lit Eiffel Tower is a violation against the artist's copyright. Yeah, that's right. You can take as many pictures as you want to in daytime, but not the light show of the building at night. Yep.Just so you know. Alrighty, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a comment and recording, and I'll see you guys next time.